Peah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel. The previous Mishnah had dealt with what to do to make sure that an ani, that the poor person does not lose out due to circumstances involving the farmer, the balabayas. This Mishnah does as well. Ein megalgalin b'tofeach. A person should not use a galgal. A galgal is like a water wheel. B'tofeach, in order to moisten or water the field in such a way that is going to cause too much water to come into the field in a way that will ruin the leket that is sitting there, and it will be a hefsed, a loss to the aniyim. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir's opinion. V'chachamim matirin, and the chachamim say it's permissible. Mibnei she'efsher, because it's possible to avoid the hefsed to the aniyim. It's possible that you could set aside the sheaves of leket and put them on top of something so that they will all just still get them. And the Yerushalmi explains that if somehow or another the watering of the field does ruin the leket, the owner of the field should pay to the aniyim the loss. And actually, according to Rabbi Meir, says you shouldn't do it. If there's a loss to the Baal Hasada, to the owner of the field, because he can't water it the way he needs to, then you would actually be able to extract it from the aniyim, and he would be able to take from the matnas aniyim in order to make up the difference. There is an opinion that reads this Mishnah completely differently, and they say, Ein megalgalin, not betofeach, but betofach. And the word megalgalin in this context means you should not harvest the regular grain, together with the tofach, together with a certain type of a bean, which is an inferior type of a product. That's Rameir's opinion, because it will be a loss to the aniyim. It has a tendency to fall more quickly than other grains, these beans, and because of that, the aniyim will get a disproportionate amount of tofach, of this inferior bean, as opposed to the grain, which should be their due, as a loss to the aniyim. That tofach meaning that type of a bean. That's Rameir's opinion. Chachamim allow it because they say it's possible that the leket could come just as easily from the other grain as it would be from the inferior bean.